This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A word as we get going today about raw materials. The word is commodities, that from which all else is made. For our purposes today, stuff that is pulled out of the ground. We start here because the price of copper and coal, aluminum, and even gold and other commodities is down a whole lot. Copper's been trading at six-year lows this week, just for instance, all of which has some of the big mining companies out there talking about dividends, suspending their dividends, that is. Companies like Glencore and Anglo American and BHP Billiton had hoped that by investing billions of dollars to diversify their businesses across multiple metals and various fuels, they could keep on pumping and mining to keep up their cash flow. That, however, is not happening, as Marketplace's Andy Euler starts us off in this story of a global economy.
Everybody blames it on China, which by some measures is fair. That country drives about 40% of the world's copper demand, and a downturn in its economy means it's building fewer skyscrapers. But what about the other emerging markets, say India? Bilge Atan teaches economics at Northeastern University.
We know the manufacturing sector is booming in India, but India is nowhere near a major consumer of commodities to the extent that China has become.
But it's not just copper. Coal is at a 12-year low. Around 70% of Chinese coal miners operate at a loss, but they're still operating. The big guys aren't getting that piece of the dwindling pie, so they're investing in other commodities, BHP in oil and gas, Anglo American in iron ore. Glencore's biggest investments are still in copper and coal, but it has a lot of agriculture commodities. Michael Greenberger says diversification in commodities might not be the right bet. He teaches law at the University of Maryland.
So what we've seen over the years is the commodities are rolling in sync, and now they're rolling in sync toward a supply-demand price. So you can't hedge because there's not going to be any commodity that's going to do better than the rest. They're all moving in sync.
In other words, the Glencores are running out of places to move resources in order to hit pay dirt. As a result, they're cutting costs, shutting mines, getting rid of debt, and suspending dividends. Bad news for investors. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.